Hey, Calvary family, this is Pastor Michael Grove here on the Bible Reading app. Today is April the 20th, and we are here in the Bible Reading Plan, reading through the Bible one chapter at a time. Today, we are going to read Proverbs chapter 15. A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. The tongue of the wise adorns knowledge, but the mouth of the fool gushes folly. The eyes of the Lord are everywhere, keeping watch on the wicked and the good. The soothing tongue is a tree of life, but a perverse tongue crushes the spirit. A fool spurns a parent's discipline, but whoever heeds correction shows prudence. The house of the righteous contains great treasure, but the income of the wicked brings ruin. The lips of the wise spread knowledge, but the heart of the fools are not upright. The Lord detests the sacrifice of the wicked, but the prayer of the upright pleases him. The Lord detests the way of the wicked, but he loves those who pursue righteousness. Stern discipline awaits anyone who leaves the path. The one who hates correction will die. Death and destruction lie open before the Lord. How much more do human hearts? Mockers resent correction, so they avoid the wise. A happy heart makes the face cheerful, but heartache crushes the spirit. The discerning heart seeks knowledge, but the mouth of a fool feeds on folly. All the days of the oppressed are wretched, but the cheerful heart has a continual feast. Better a little with the fear of the Lord than great wealth with turmoil. Better a small serving of vegetables with love than a fattened calf with hatred. A hot-tempered person stirs up conflict, but the one who is patient calms a quarrel. The way of the sluggard is blocked with thorns, but the path of the upright is a highway. A wise son brings joy to his father, but a foolish man despises his mother. Folly brings joy to one who has no sense, but whoever has understanding keeps a straight course. Plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors they succeed. A person finds joy in giving an apt reply, and how good is a timely word. The path of life leads upward for the prudent to keep them from going down to the realm of the dead. The Lord tears down the house of the proud, but he sets the widow's boundary stones in place. The Lord detests the thoughts of the wicked, but gracious words are pure in his sight. The greedy bring ruin to their households, but the one who hates bribes will live. The heart of the righteous weighs its answers, but the mouth of the wicked gushes evil. The Lord is far from the wicked, but he hears the prayer of the righteous. Light in a messenger's eyes brings joy to the heart, and good news gives health to the bones. Whoever heeds life-giving correction will be at home among the wise. Those who disregard discipline despise themselves, but the one who heeds correction gains understanding. Wisdom's instruction is to fear the Lord, and humility comes before honor. This concludes the reading of Proverbs chapter 15. Let me give you a quick thought before we end our time together. So there's a couple different times in this Proverbs that it compares the words in the heart. You have the words of the wise or the lips of the wise in verse 7, but the hearts of the fools, and they're in contrast with each other. Again, in verse 14, a discerning heart versus the mouth of a fool. And then in verse 28, you have the heart of the righteous versus the mouth of the wicked. What King Solomon is talking about is that your mouth is a reflection of your heart. So where your heart is, that's where the words of your mouth are. So someone with a discerning heart is someone who seeks knowledge. But the opposite of that is a person who has the mouth of a fool. So you can understand that someone who has a heart seeking knowledge actually talks with wisdom. But someone who doesn't have a heart to seek knowledge, well, they have the mouth of a fool. And it says that the fool feeds on folly. which goes in line with verse 28 that says, "The heart of the righteous weighs its answers, but the mouth of the wicked gushes evil." So when somebody has the heart of a righteous person, well, then their mouth is full of good things. They have answers that come from righteousness. But when someone's heart is wicked, their mouth is full of wickedness, and it says it gushes evil. So have you ever wondered where your heart is at? Well, think about the things that you say. How do you talk about other people? What are the things you talk about when you're just with your friends? Or what do you say when you're frustrated and upset? Because those things reveal the condition of your heart. So if you have good things and righteousness in your heart, you will say good and righteous things. Because out of the overflow of the heart, your mouth speaks. So if anything today, stop and weigh your heart. See where it's at. And you do that by checking the things that you talk about. Do you talk about things that are frustrating? Do you talk like you're upset? Or do you speak life? If you are someone who speaks life, chances are your heart is full of life and righteousness. But if you're someone who is always upset and frustrated and then speaks like they're frustrated and talks bad about people, then there's a good chance you've got some heart work to do. So where is your heart today? Because if you have a right heart, righteousness will flow out of it. That's all the time we have left for today. I love you, and God bless. We'll be right back.